The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest in the studio today is from the Human Development Commission. It's Teresa Whitaker. She's the foster grandparent RSVP assistant. We're going to be talking about these programs that are in the school. We have senior citizens in with the younger kids in the classroom in the foster grandparent program, and the RSVP goes a little beyond that into some other areas that they help out as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
How long have we had the foster grandparents program in the Upper Thumb?
We've had it since 1978.
And it's in Huron, Sanilac,
and Tuscola
counties. The HDC usually goes down to Lapeer and some of their programs, but this program is in the top three counties,
right,
as far as tip of the thumb goes.
Right.
And what basically is a foster grandparent? We'll do both of them, then the RSVP one.
A foster grandparent is a volunteer that is low income, so they receive a small stipend to help out in the schools with children that are at risk or that need extra help.
And it is income-based, so that it's certainly not going to put them over their limit for Social Security where they'll start losing benefits.
Right. The stipend is a non-taxable stipend, so it's not counted at all as an income or against any kind of aid that they get, whether it's housing or DHS aid.
Just a little extra spendable cash.
Yes.
That's terrific. And how many hours a week do they need to put in?
They have to be physically capable to do 20 hours per week, Monday through Thursday.
And it's in the classroom. It's not like you're asking them to pave parking lots or
anything. It's strictly in the schools working with children.
And how old of kids benefit from the foster grandparent program now?
Most of the grandparents stay in the lower elementary level. Children, we do have a couple that go as far as middle school, fifth or sixth grade, but most are in elementary. Preschool to third or fourth.
Okay, and what basically do they do in the classroom? What kind of duties, if people are thinking, oh, I couldn't do that, maybe there's not as much to it as they're thinking. The teacher does the teaching.
Right. They don't do any discipline. They're there to help strictly with the children. The children read to them or they'll read to the children, help with flashcards, math, lower level math. Just anything a child is falling behind in, or it may be that just the child needs a little extra attention and love.
They're like a support staff.
Right.
To help the kids along with not only their work, but their self-esteem and everything
else.
That, yes, you can do this. I know you can do this. And a comforting grandparent-like figure
helps
a lot in that.
All the grandparents are encouraged to give the children a lot of praise.
Okay. You have some grandparents now, but you're in need of more, as I understand it.
Yes, we currently have 44, and we would like 48 to 50.
Is that enough to cover all the schools in the three counties? Because there's a lot of different districts, and each of them may have multiple layers of classrooms.
There's never enough, but due to lack of funding, we have to stick with how many we're funded for.
And where do you get the funding? Is this like federal money?
We have federal. We get a lot of state, United Way, and local. The schools contribute a little bit, too.
Okay. What is the process in becoming a foster grandparent? Is it? It's not just, signing on the dotted line and I want this classroom. I mean, there's a lot more to it. And when you're dealing with kids, there's things you have to check out and make sure the kids are going to be fine and the people going in there are people who should be going in there.
You fill out an application and we have to do a background check.
You have to sign a paper to authorize you to do that because you're going to be checking with police and other agencies like that to make sure that the person who's applying is doing it for the right reasons.
Right. We do sex offender checks on the computer, and we also do Department of Human Services check, and then now we're required to fingerprint grandparents. So.
Is some of this covered? I know the Sheriff's Department does fingerprinting a lot for things, and there is a charge to it. Is this stuff covered?
We cover the costs for the background checks.
Okay, because like I say, I know some people who work with the schools, I've seen them come into the front office there and make an appointment or stop in to get their fingerprints because they got to go through the whole process as well, and there's usually a charge for it. But this covers a lot of that.
Yes.
That, The parent, they don't have to worry about that part up front.
Right.
Okay. And foster grandparents, when they're in the classroom, are they directed by the teacher, or do they just kind of use their instincts to find the kids that may need the help?
No, the teacher actually assigns children that they feel need the extra help from the grandparent, and that's, the grandparent is actually a grandparent to all the children in the classroom, because we can't exclude a
right.
child. But there, we target up to four children per grandparent on things the teacher feels that the child needs help in, and that's what the grandparent targets on.
Because there's a lot of families that are split up in certain ways, and you may not see your grandparents, and you don't have that interaction with someone who's elderly, and you know, and sometimes that reflects in their classroom work, and so it can be a win-win
right.
both ways. That
right.
Way. Okay. The foster grandparent program, do they contact their local HDC office for this, or do they need to contact Carol at the main office?
They can. We're actually located in the main office, although if they called their local office, they would refer them to us.
It's an 800 number,
right.
so it doesn't cost you anything
right.
to make the extra call further out, but
right.
but they need to know where to call.
Our number is 1-800-843-6394, or in the Carroll area, it's 673-4121.
And when you call, you just ask about the foster grandparent program, and they will direct you to the proper person who can sign you up and get the ball of wax going.
Right.
Okay. When we were talking a little bit before the show, the people who volunteer for this and get the stipend need to be people who stay here through the winter, because
yes.
the students are in class from September to June, and they don't need a six-month gap in there when you're in Florida.
Right. And the children form a bond with the grandparents. And so to split up that bond, and then they're not getting that help for those 6 months, then, you know, it doesn't help the child.
And usually if you've got the funds to go down to Florida, you may not make the
right.
the income guidelines anyway. Okay. There is training involved beyond the background checks. So if a foster grandparent says, I wouldn't know what to do there, you do offer some training before they ever touch a classroom, to give them an idea of, again, what they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do, and it gives them an idea of, you know, the type of work they're going to be doing in there for the kids.
Yes. We have a classroom training starting the end of August, although we do still put them on during the school year. And if anybody would join now, they could get in on that classroom training. And then
there would
once,
be enough time to get the checks all done.
Oh, yes, yes. And then once they are in the school, they shadow another grandparent for 20 hours just to see how it's going, and then the teacher will direct them when they're in their classroom.
Okay. Are they there the whole class day, or is it like mornings or afternoons? Some people may think, you know, well, I don't want to be there all day, then I can just go out and get a full-time job.
No, it's 20 hours a week, so it's 5 hours per day, because
okay.
we're only open Monday through Thursday, so they can only volunteer Monday through Thursday.
I see.
Most of the grandparents do 8 to 1. They like to do the early hours, but we're flexible as long as there's kids.
And the lunch period too.
Right,
so
and they get a
little interaction there as
yep,
well.
And they get a lunch while they're at the school. The school provides their lunch.
Oh, terrific. You do offer as well the RSVP program. That does not have the income guidelines.
No.
So you can basically be rich and do it
right.
more.
Right. And the
and
RS,
just want to be
yeah.
helping
and
the kids.
It's geared towards people that don't want to do 20 hours a week, too, and don't want to stay just strictly at the school. RSVP can volunteer in any nonprofit agency. We have RSVP that do the home-delivered meals. And that program, through that program, they get mileage reimbursed. That's the only program that gets mileage reimbursed for RSVP.
But there's a lot of traveling in that.
Yes,
so
there is. There is. We also have a Safe Seniors program where you can call shut-in seniors and check to make sure they're okay. And then we have a Friendly Visiting where you visit elderly shut-ins. And then to piggyback on the FGP, we have the Homework Hero program that they volunteer strictly in schools, but they don't have to do the 20 hours.
it better fits their schedule and allows them a little more opportunities to do other things.
Right. We have
with the delivering the meals, obviously they have to have a valid license and all the other
and
things
insurance,
that go with it,
yes.
to go with it, because they're going to be on the road a lot, and if they've got anything to do with your organization, you're going to make sure you're covered. And,
right.
And that just makes sense. That isn't a mean thing. That just makes sense.
Right.
From a business point of view. So for those type of programs, they'd have to check with you particularly what they need for the different types of jobs that are available.
Right. We have an application process for that. We do background checks for that program too, although not the Department of Human Services, and they're not fingerprinted.
And the RSVP, there isn't that stipend.
Right.
It's volunteer.
Strictly volunteer.
Except for the gas for delivering meals.
Yes.
Which, you know, we don't know what gas is going to do next week.
Right.
It can go anywhere, and it doesn't have to have a reason. Do you basically stick in your own area? I mean, you could have a need in Kingston, and somebody volunteers from Kindy, and they're not going to be driving all that way down.
No. We placed your volunteer opportunity closest to your home.
Do you try to avoid having the actual grandparent in with a grandchild, or has that happened and it isn't really a big deal?
It doesn't happen frequently, although it has, and that's more of a choice of the school and the teachers if they feel that that grandparent shouldn't be in the classroom with their actual grandchild, then we would put them in a different classroom.
You just don't want anybody being favorites.
Right.
and they're on your own grandkids, you're going to favor them. I mean, there's kind of hard
we
to get around.
We hope not,
them.
But...
It's kind of hard to get around them when them big puppy dog eyes come looking at you. It's like, oh dear. Okay. Again, you provide the training, though, for the RSVP programs, whichever ones
yes.
are being.
Yes.
Do they
yes.
have to take multiple trainings to do multiple things, or is it all in one shot that kind of gives you an overview?
No, there's different trainings for the Safe Senior Program and a different training for Homework Heroes. We have a retired school teacher that does our Homework Hero classroom training for that program.
Because you want somebody who's kind of tutoring to actually know what they're doing.
Right, right.
You don't want to go to school and say, well, I was told it was this way, and yeah. it really is.
And with Homework Hero, too, there's before, during, or after school. We've mm-hmm. had them. It's just not strictly during the day.
Okay. The RSVP program, about how many hours a week do you think they need to devote to make it worth your time and training them and the benefits to the community?
It just depends on the program and the need. If we have to call a senior, that may be once or twice a week. You may talk to them for 5 minutes or a half hour. It just depends on how the senior feels and how much of an attachment you form with them.
And there will be personalities that don't clash, so you may have to
rearrange
somebody to
yes.
else who will do better with
yes.
this type of person who obviously you're not gelling with.
Right. We want it to be a pleasant experience for both the volunteer and the recipient.
That's the only way there's a benefit.
Right.
Is
right.
If it's friendly. If somebody wants an adversary, then look elsewhere.
Right.
Okay. Is the RSVP program... also state and federally funded,
yes.
or is there not quite as much funds needed for that since it's all volunteer and there's not
right.
a lot of money being dispersed beyond the mechanics of making a go?
Right. Yes, and it is state and federal funded. So,
okay. These types of programs, is there any, how do they require you to make reports back? Because I know when the government sends out any kind of money,
mm-hmm.
they want to know that, you know, they're getting some kind of a bang for their buck. And it seems like some of this might be hard to categorize and hard to, you know, quantify. But you can see it and you can know it, but to put it on paper,
right.
A, B, C, and D,
we
does
have,
that make it difficult?
Well, we have the teachers do an evaluation of the children in the beginning of the school year and at the end of the school year to see how effective the grandparent was with the child that they were working with. So it's the teacher doing the actual paperwork, and then we file reports with the state on how effective the program was and if we've met our goals.
There's always that government red tape and paperwork that sometimes you think nobody ever reads, but But you have to do it. You have to do it
right.
to get the funding to keep the programs going.
Right.
The RSVP program, how long has that been around? Has that been less
We've
than the
only had
grant
that
grant?
Since 2001.
So a little infant, not quite,
yes.
quite yet, just barely a teen.
Right.
And so you've had both of these going, and do you need more RSV people, too?
Cause always.
You said the grandparents one, you,
right.
need, you need about a half a dozen at least.
Right.
With you, have, our you have funding levels, and you just can't put on 800 people because
right.
There ain't enough funds to go around from what's being brought in for the program by state and federal force sources, so you got to kind of gear it towards what you can afford.
Right. The FGP, we're pretty much locked into the 48 to 50 volunteers, but RSVP, we can, you know, put more on because they're not getting a stipend, and
it's just
it's
the paperwork
less,
of
it's
knowing
just
where
the,
they're at and getting
right.
reports back and how they're doing and,
right.
and all of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like a great program. If people are interested, again, the numbers to call if they're interested.
1-800-843-6394 and then Caro 673-4121.
And you can go to your local one in town, and
right.
they will refer you to the proper
us.
Person
yes.
to get in touch with and get the ball
yes.
rolling.
And we hope to get lots more through this.
And you still say there is time that you can be ready for classes in the fall
yes.
with this program. You can get through all the screening, you can get through the training, most of it until you get to the in-classroom training, which obviously will have to wait until you're actually got school open. But you can,
right.
you can be ready when the school bells start ringing this fall
yes.
to become a foster
yep.
grandparent. Do you have former foster grandparents who, you know, give testimonials on this that people can see, you know, just how much they enjoyed it? Because you might be thinking, I don't know. But if you hear that somebody really had a great time with it, it might, I don't know if they have a Facebook page or something.
Well, we have posted quotes on Facebook on how the grandparents feel about the program. They're very vocal about the children and helping the children and how much it benefits them too. It gives them a reason to get up in the morning. I actually asked two grandparents to come, but they weren't available today. So,
do you find they're as bad as the kids? Is it a snow day? Is it a snow day?
At times.
Because I don't want to go out in that.
Yes, at times. No. And we provide hours for them. For if there is a snow day, they would still get that day paid.
If the school isn't in session, it's not their fault.
Right, right.
So, okay. Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, contact the HTC. They can clue you in on all the income guidelines for the foster grandparent program and all the things you'll have to do to get prepared and be in the classroom and help the kids, because that's what it's really all about, is the kids.
That's right. Yep.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest today has been Teresa Whitaker. She is from the Human Development Commission, Foster Grandparent Program, and the RSVP Program. She's an assistant there. And we've been talking about the programs. They're in need of a couple of more foster grandparents for this fall, and always in need of volunteers for the RSVP Program. You can contact the HDC and get more information on that. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.